Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show hosts and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Hello, hello everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio. My name is Nikki Paranormal, or Nicole Novell, whichever you want to call me. Obviously, you can probably tell which one's my government name. But anywho, welcome to tonight's show. I'm going to go in and bring in Rob. Hello.
Just Rob. I was waiting for my full name. It's
some sort of Rob compliment. Derek, everyone. Rob's there.
And so, like, a clapping. You know what you need to do is get, like, a clapping file to play.
All right. I'll be sure to upload that.
That's my request for next show.
Okay. Well, I'll put it on your long list of requests.
I know. It's a long list of things that will never be done.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, you hit it on the head.
I usually do.
As they say, you know, want in one hand. You could fill in the rest. Yeah.
Never heard that one.
Mm-hmm. Right. Anyway, what's up?
I'm on a radio show tonight, and
no way.
I'm really looking forward to it. It's the highlight of my year.
Your year.
It could be my life. It's like the best thing ever. Every Tuesday when Tuesday comes around, I'm like, live Paranormal Spotlight Radio. I get up extra early. Uh-huh. You know, it's like, I start prepping. It's like, I usually get up about between 5:45 and 6 a.m., but I get up about 4:15. I can't, it's like Santa Claus came, you know, it's like insane. It's like, oh my God, it's Tuesday. Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio's on, and I get like a little kid, you know, it's... The highlight of the week, for sure.
That's great. Yeah.
You know, I start drinking, like, tea with honey and stuff to preserve my voice and, you know, do my vocal exercises and stuff. And
oh, my God.
I don't know. It's just it's a big day, and it seems like it can never go fast enough because, you know, you just anticipate the radio show every Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm sure.
It's a pleasure to be here with you tonight, and I'm actually looking forward to tonight's radio show and our guest and talking psychics.
Yeah.
And, you know, because usually psychics talk, you know, it helps.
Yeah.
To give out their information.
It's good on a radio show for somebody to be able to talk.
It is true, because if we had a writing psychic on, it would be really weird because it would be hard to interview them.
Yeah, I'd say.
Somebody draws or something and they didn't talk.
Mm-hmm. It'd be hard to relay.
we'd have to go to the guest department, the people who schedule our guests, and be like, wow, this was a really bad idea.
Right, yeah.
Or
we'd have to go with, like, commentate, like, as the, you know, what they're doing.
We would have no idea. We would have no idea.
Well, if we could see it, that would be different, but yeah.
If we couldn't see it, it'd be awful.
Right.
It would be like interviewing a mime.
True. This is true. Yeah, that would be difficult. But lucky enough, our guest tonight does speak, guys. Our guest tonight does speak.
You know
our
what?
Guest
and that's
tonight
one
is the Purple
that's
Dahlia.
One thing we really, really look for, people who can speak.
Mm-hmm. One of the criteria.
It is. There's 10 things. It's one that is on the top 10 of our list of people. Make sure they can talk.
Right.
And preferably English, because
definitely.
That's my,
yes,
my go-to language of origin.
Right.
Is definitely English.
Always a plus. Yeah, it always makes it a whole lot easier. But as I was saying, our guest tonight is the Purple Dahlia, not your average medium, and she is actually on the line. I'm going to go ahead and bring her in live.
Already?
Yeah.
Wow. Hey.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. So you needed somebody that talks English, so you talked to somebody from Boston?
Yes, I guess maybe. It's still English to some extent.
Sorta. Chowda, lobster, you know, pack the car, have it, yeah.
Well, she was, you know, every now the standard before our radio show is she tells me, hey, dummy, you sound excited, and, you know, you're talking, and that's, you know, what happens. And so today I really overdid it with my analogy of getting up early on Tuesdays and practicing my vocals and stuff, and, you know.
Practicing your vocals?
Yes, I drink orange tea all day.
I think what she meant was that usually when you deal with people on the phone, they're supposed to be able to pick up a smile on the other end of the person that's talking to them.
Amen.
Sorry,
right,
here's the customer service, that's all.
Exactly.
Are you feeling any better?
I'm fine.
One?
Yeah, Nicole.
I'm feeling better. I know. I wasn't feeling well, and I slept like pretty much all day. So
it's going around,
better.
And it takes a while to get rid of it. So even
if
your body's feeling better,
it's like mental
your
too.
Mind,
yeah.
your mind just shuts down.
Yeah. Exactly.
So,
and my mind has been
she can't get off.
All over the place.
She can't get out of doing the radio interview tonight, though. So don't let her. Don't tell her that.
No,
I'm
not the one that
you
have to worry about that with, Mr. Hangnail. Can't do radio.
Yeah, I know. What was that?
Yeah.
Hangnail?
Nothing. Yeah.
That was a very severe hangnail.
Yeah.
All righty.
So true. Yeah, anyway.
No, but...
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, Lisa? Yes.
Well, I'm a psychic medium. I go by the Purple Dahlia, not your average medium, because most of my clients have abilities. So the misnomer is, oh, well, if you're a psychic, you know what's coming at you. Not really. It doesn't work for us, but we can help others, which is why if
right.
I talk to people on a regular basis, the less and less that I'm likely to be able to read for them, because they're now like sort of too familiar. So you sort of have to keep your distance in some cases, especially, if, you know, for people that have loved ones that are sick and whatnot, and they want me to be on call if there's an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done this for years, but usually I was the cute parlor trick. And then some of my clients who had abilities, they're psychic mediums themselves, pushed me and nudged me to go live, and that's sort of how it took off.
Awesome.
So there's
absolutely
some places that we don't like to go, which is usually laboratories at hospitals, morgues, funeral homes, cemeteries, because, you know, you guys just get tiptoe through the tulips and we get everybody going, hey, can you see me? Hello, hey, I got a message.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, we're at the doctor's office. This is not a good time for me to be doing a reading for everybody in the lobby. Can you hold the phone
what?
Until I get home?
Well, that's funny.
Well, it is when everybody else is walking over another body at a cemetery. Let's face it, they use every square inch. And I'm the one going,
mm-hmm.
oh, excuse me, pardon me. My husband's like, why didn't you wear the dress? I'm like, it's not the same, honey. Like, they can see me. So, like, you know, I'd rather wear pants.
Right. I get it. That's funny.
Hey, they're soldiers. Most of them were soldiers. Like, you know. They're not getting much of a look-see.
Right.
For everybody that's listening, you got to keep a good sense of humor about this, because if not, it can really drive you wacko.
Oh, I'm sure. I am sure. What is the strangest place you think, like, that you've ever had an interaction with spirit?
Well, I'm known for 5 minutes at a funeral home. It doesn't matter who the loved one is that's passed, because they just linger. Like, they linger. And then the longer I'm there, after 5 minutes, like, the lights might flicker. there's just that weird sense of, we think somebody's here with us. And it's like, yeah. Oh, I wonder if he's watching now. And I'm sort of like, yeah, he's right behind you, like, pulling your hair. But,
Right.
That's kind of awkward. Or when some restaurants are actually haunted. So if you're a mom and you have to take your kid to the bathroom, you're seeing spirits and you're trying to save them, like, it's off limits, and your kid's like, did you see another one? No, because ghosts aren't allowed in bathrooms.
Right, exactly. Yes, of course.
Because your mom's side takes over first.
Right.
Or if you're in you're home by yourself, that's even worse. My husband always comes home and my radio's blaring, and it's not because, well, I do like the song, but it's more or less to drown out the other noises, because you hear all the knocking noises and the tapping, and they're trying to get your attention. You're like, I wasn't saying I wanted company. I just just trying to watch a little Below Deck on TV.
Right.
But some places that are historical for restaurants, you walk into, and like, I went to one place that's local. It's a pub. And it's haunted, but we didn't know it was haunted until I walked in, because I was like, wow, this place is a really great vibe. My husband's like, didn't you just say it was haunted? I'm like, yeah, but it's not haunted by oppressives. I mean, this was a happy farmer, and, like, there was some, you know, horses in there and stuff. So it used to be farmland. I've just moved up here recently. Like, this is our first year. So there's no way I would have known this place from anywhere, from Adam.
Right.
And they checked with the manager, and she came over and she told me, and I was like, well, who verified that it was haunted? She's like, oh, well, it's a black horse. And I'm like, did she not want to acknowledge the big pig and the white horse and the farmer in his overalls over there by the corner? And she's like, you should come back, because downstairs we have EVPs of people dancing. And I'm like, that's not a bad thing. You make it sound like, oh, my God, it's an EVP. We're going to lose business. Like, who wouldn't want to pay to party with the ghosts?
Right.
I mean, if they're having a good time, they're having a good time. Yeah, used to be like farmland and a big barn, and I'm all down for a barn, you know, shindig. I don't know if they had beer back then, but probably not. Probably no tequila either. We may have to rethink this
probably
one.
Not. For sure.
What's going on with you guys?
Everything and nothing all in the same, wouldn't you say, Ross?
So it's like
every other week.
We had an investigation this weekend, and that was fun. It was kind of one of those things that we didn't anticipate, and we really were not going to do a huge investigation. And Nicole worked, and I stopped by her location, and we were there filming a documentary in August. And I had a really great experience, one that was kind of reoccurring the entire time we were there. And for the heck of it, on Friday night, I went up and tried to, recreate it or talk to the same spirit. And lo and behold, I made contact again. And it was just,
Rob,
it was a really, real crazy weekend.
When you stopped by Nikki's, was the mindset like, we're just going up there to try to, like, debunk a few things? Because, we're not going for a full-fledged investigation. We're sort of just going to fly on the whim and just see if we can debunk a few things and just see what happens kind of mentality.
Oh, I wanted to see her do the investigation, and kind of, I was thinking, was I going to kind of like heckle? What really was my mindset?
The reason why I asked that is because the woman in the purple dress, who has the same color hair as Nikki, she knew your intentions, so therefore, when you were going to try to heckle Nikki, she was going to pull some shenanigans on you.
Well, I was really going to heckle
her. I like
her.
I
felt bad. You know, that, but I did mention it was great that I didn't have to talk. But then it was funny because I kind of just let her be in her element and stuff. And then like 30 minutes into it, I was really tired, which is kind of, I guess, maybe it's the same time as right now.
Wow.
So it's just a universal tired thing. And then I actually was like, all right.
Universal I'm tired thing. Hmm.
Yeah, it's like this time, every 10:45 must be my time that I get tired. Because it's actually highly accurate. It was a time that I was tired on Friday night. And then I was like, you know, if I don't, I sat in a chair and everyone was like up and investigating. I was just sitting and watching. And then we actually, I decided, I was like, all right. I grabbed a group of people and we went into the room next door and started doing ghost box and stuff. Because it was like, I needed to do something. I'm not used to just sitting there. And then, you know, she was doing an amazing job. And
paranormal,
you know,
ADD.
It was like, oh my God, I got to do something. You know, there's only so long I can go without talking. You know, it's like, it's an issue for me. I have to talk.
He was literally like twitching. It was hilarious. You know, he's sitting there, he's twitching, he's sitting on his hands. It's like he.
See this.
I can see
he's just trying. He's trying to be chill, but then he's like tap 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 tap.
Yeah, that's all enough.
Happened. Tap tap tap.
Well, yep. And luckily,
paranormal,
like,
ADD.
You know, we both are friends with the owner, so it's like. I was like, all right, that's it. I'm like, and everyone was crammed into a bathroom, and it was more bathrooms. So it was just like, all right, I'm taking this fever over, we're going to start doing ghost box. And then I think that kind of like kicked in a little bit, and then I kind of got the investigating bug kind of, you know, took over. And then at the end, when you're there, you know, in a work atmosphere, you kind of let the patrons lead you. And so we kind of went the opposite direction of what I would have like recommended, you know, mm-hmm. location inside of a location. But then afterwards, you know, we decided to stick around and, you know, investigate a little bit. And that's when I investigated for 27 minutes by myself. I took a couple people with me, so I guess it really wasn't by myself. But, and in that 27 minute file, we have just a ton of EVPs and ghost box responses, and it's all intelligent. So
is that
then,
the little
that
boy? Is that where you made contact with the little boy? The little boy needs to be crossed over.
And a soldier response. And it was clear as day. I had said, you know, am I talking to the child or a soldier now? And by the time I got, right when I was done saying a soldier, their response was, I'm a soldier. So,
okay.
You know,
so the names that I got
many.
Is Chris Sneed from a friend of mine who has abilities, as we were discussing this, Robert or Roberts. It's either Matthews or Mathers. This is a regional thing. It happens sometimes when I deal with my clients from England or Scotland. You know, there's a language barrier. Some things I don't get. I didn't know what the term gutted meant other than what we use it for here. It's an entirely different thing over there. So I don't know if it's Matthews or Mathers, but there's something important with the name Mathers. I don't know what it is. I can tell you the little boy, his mother is waiting for him on the other side. So anything you do should be like, hey, we can help you. We can help you get to your mom. We can help you cross you over, you know, by Christmas. Mm-hmm. I can cross the boy over. I just want to make sure he doesn't have any unfinished business. I do think the female that I did pick up, she's related to him, but she's not the mother. I'm more or less thinking like an older sister.
Okay.
Now, the female, picture Scarlett O'Hara with the cinched waist and the big hoop skirt. This girl had her corset way over cinched. Like, she wanted to be less than a size zero, like minus two. A lot of breathing issues, like she couldn't take a full breath. Like, I don't know who tied this thing for her, but, like, whew, your waist needs
Hercules.
To be bigger than your wrist.
Right.
And but that's what caused her death. She fainted, and she hit her head.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, no joke, wasn't cool to be a chick back then. I mean, forget about capris or anything. But
right?
That's how she crossed. But the little boy, I think he was buried down in the basement. I'm seeing, like, cobblestone kind of effect, but you know, the not quite boulders, but it's like plain rock in the foundation. with the dirt floor. It doesn't have a very pleasant smell. He must have been playing down
like
there or something.
Area
or,
behind there.
Or they keep,
yeah,
they kept.
They have behind a door. And that's
but
where they
But is that
say
where
the,
they kept the sick kids? Like, it's almost
well,
like an isolation area?
From what I understand, there's catacombs that are there. That's what I've been told. I don't know the validity of that, but in that back area, there's dirt, there's stone. I haven't been able to obviously go all the way to wherever those catacombs are.
Is in the back of this property, is it sort of like a retaining wall and then it overlooks the, like a grassy, meadowy knoll kind of thing? Like there'd be some
Not
trees,
now,
but then there's like long
the
grass? Okay, because that's
maybe.
What I was shown was the view.
Mm-hmm.
That was the last thing
yeah,
that the little boy remembers.
Huh.
Is looking
back,
out the window.
Back then.
Back then
not
perhaps,
those
yeah.
pictures there. And what is interesting,
yeah.
just to you know, recap to the listeners, is back in August, I had captured a little boy or a little girl, a child's voice. I had taken some paranormal devices upstairs for them to play with. And when I set the devices down and said, hey, I brought these for you to play with, through the ghost box came, thanks, Daddy, which was completely, you know, bizarre because I was going there specifically to try to communicate with the child that they said stays there and, you know, got that response.
He likes
you. And then going back, you know, 3 months later and, you know, bringing some more toys up, and the response was, what was it? Bring me more, brought some. I think it was bring me more, wasn't it, Nicole?
I think it was.
Yeah,
bring
so,
me
more.
Something
and
for
it,
that.
Yeah, something along
yeah, and
those
it was
lines.
The,
yeah.
It was the same in the same voice, which you know I'm gonna try to like pull some strings to get maybe the voice analyzed and make sure it's. But I mean, it's like that undeniable that it's the same voice. That you know, it's
well,
just bizarre that. You would get that response
here's
you know,
the
3 months apart.
Here's the crazy thing with the little boy, because how I see him dressed, it could have gone either way because they dressed them that young to be kind of like gender neutral.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
right.
know why, but he had short hair, but he had like sort of this fancy blousy, you know, bow ribbon collar on it. But they were like the, you know, mm-hmm. the little boy shorts with the matching jacket.
Right.
It's almost like the kid in Pet Sematary.
Right.
But he's got auburn hair. Do you know what I mean? You know which kid I'm talking about, the creepy one. Like, hey, Daddy. Like,
yeah.
No. Okay, but do you remember the collar he had on?
Yes.
He had like a blue velvet jacket with the matching shorts, right? Super
mm-hmm.
creepy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
yeah.
this kid's wearing. But he has like auburn
oh.
hair, so he matches the older female that I see. But I mean, when I say older, she's not like an older sister. She's definitely not the mother.
Okay.
Well, maybe
the little boy died
of
consumption.
Yeah, yeah.
He really likes you, Rob, because one, you brought him toys, and two, you're a dad.
Mm-hmm.
It's like any other. Investigation, you go in, they're going to zone in. If there's little kid spirits there, they're going to zone in on the ones that they know have children or have, you know, interact
right.
with children on a daily basis. That's just
the,
who they're comfortable
the thing,
with.
The thing that I find weird and is that, you know, they do investigations there. I'd hate to say daily, but pretty well close to, like, daily. I mean, they do a lot of investigations
there. Well, no, they do.
There.
They only do an investigation once a month as they do it. But
right,
the
but,
others are... ghost stories more so. They don't
there's a lot of stuff.
Well, some places it's like Pope and Penguin with the spirits.
On.
They don't like that.
Well, but the thing that I find weird is that no one else has captured this voice in this child.
No.
And it's highly investigated. You know, it is investigated. It's not a
yeah.
place that's, you know, it's been investigated on top of it. You know, so it's
yeah.
something that I found weird because it seems like this voice only comes through when I'm there.
Yeah,
because
he likes you. He knows
bizarre.
You. But he knows
yeah, but I don't
you.
Know how.
But if you've been there before and you brought
well,
him a toy.
Yeah.
Look,
but
as a mother,
toys.
I used to work in the PTA. Do you know kids from when they were like 4 years old and I gave them out free books still remember me now as the book lady?
Right.
My kids are like in their 20s, so when they come over, they're like, "Oh, the book lady." And my husband's like, "Did you go to that school?" Because
right.
you know that's like digging far back. But they remember that. It's kind of like kids who have a great day. You give them everything in the world. They're happy, 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 and they remember that one person that really ticked them off, and they never forget. They won't remember all the good times.
The people bring toys to there. That's like the thing. So it's just, you know, it just seemed weird. You know, it seemed like in that building, I tend to get a lot of responses, and even we had a soldier that didn't really care for me. The last time.
He still don't like you.
That's good.
Well, he likes
Nikki.
In that same area.
He likes
good.
Nikki.
They should. Good. Mm-hmm. They should. In that same area where they expressed their displeasure for Rob, he actually had something else happen again. And we weren't trying to communicate with anyone. And I think that they let him know that they were there.
Yeah, we didn't follow up on that at all. But when we were there the following day, you know, I kind of had an experience that we just kind of like left by the wayside. And
cut me off and went to something else. So
when was that? When we were sitting there?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, see, the thing was the one part of the building closes like super late. And I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure we're not going to get back to being there super late.
Yeah.
So, you know, I it turns out we probably could have, but it was weird. I had an experience there, you know, not even in a setting of investigating. And it was back in the same place. In August, I had what we said was a soldier, and it had called me, either asshole or other names. Yeah, like 19 times in 20 minutes, which
that's
is a lot.
I mean, he really don't like you.
Not at all. I'm always so funny.
Do you know, the only way I can describe it is like when you know somebody's done something bad to one of your friends and you look at them and you eyeball them like, my eyes are watching you. It's kind of like that kind of thing he's doing to you. Like, I got your number, Rob. I'm watching you. He's trying to call your ass out.
We went back and watched the footage, and I guess the only thing I could have done is I made fun of their math, you know. So Nicole had put up, you know. So I think in the schooling in general, I guess from that time period, I said it was in subpar. So maybe I made a mad aspect, but they couldn't count. So you know, it wasn't me.
Rob, when you go to somebody's area, their property, they're invested in there, attached to it. You usually try to be nice and social. You get a little bit more out of them, and you get to leave with everything intact.
I'm always nice and social. It's just funny because, like, Nicole was like, what's 2 + 2? And the answer was, like, 6. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, how's your math skills on that? You know, it was more of like a sarcastic, you know, like, trying to be funny. It wasn't like, you know,
they just didn't find you funny, Rob. That's all.
I still find it funny, so whatever. You know, but it was in like the pub area where they have a tavern, and when we were sitting there and eating on Saturday, I had felt somebody grab my shoulder and tug on the hood of my sweatshirt. And
he don't
like
you.
It wasn't like, hey, I think I was touched. It was like I could feel the fingers on my my shoulder.
Yeah. That's a
you know,
creepy
but,
feeling.
Yeah, it is weird. You know,
best part was he was, like, in the back. Like, he was – so, like, there was no way anyone could be behind him, really. Uh-uh. Like, so, you know, it wasn't like someone, like, gently, like, grazed past him. He was – the back of him was, like, part of a wall. Like, it was a wall behind him. Like, there was a little bit of a distance, but no one was back there. No one was fit back there. Not one
except
of
the girl that with the over-cinched waist, she might be able to squeeze behind there.
Right.
Maybe, we'll go with the fact that it was the woman. It was the woman that was like, hey, and did that instead of the soldier or whatever. It's funny. I knew that there could be no one behind me, so I didn't even, like, turn around. Like, I knew it was, like, paranormal. I knew
I know.
Like a human could be there. So I was like, all right. And
welcome to my daily life.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's nothing behind you, but at the same time, you're like, can you please just shush? Wait till the commercial.
Right.
Then we had another interesting thing happen.
Yeah. You didn't even turn around. I could tell by the look on your face something happened, though, because it was one of those WTF looks. But,
yep.
We had another situation that was kind of, you know, interesting. We were there, and we were in the formal dining room, I guess, for the restaurant portion, and we had our ghost box running. It was after hours, and I heard Nikki's mom's in danger. And I'm
is this the room where they see spoons misplaced or in changing positions? Like, if you had to set up the table the night before, which some places will, if they come in the next day, even though they were the last ones there and they locked up, are the spoons in different places?
They said lots of things end up in different places.
Okay, because I was – they
sure.
just
I'll
showed
have to
me
ask
a spoon.
Specifically, yeah.
Nikki, it's really uncanny how much she could pass for, like, a sister.
Really?
Like, yeah. Like, I like her. I think she's very sassy. I like her.
Well, and it's funny because one of my psychic friends, we called him, and he's like, hey, is Nikki wearing purple tonight? Which is funny because it coincides with what you're telling me because...
Yeah, it was one of those... Scarlett O'Hara dresses, super cinched. It was a dark, muted Victorian purple, very, very, very chic, very nice, and with some lace. And she had curls, but it wasn't like super tight curls, more like a barrel curl, Nikki. You know what I'm talking about.
So
that's what she had on, but, whew, girl, you wouldn't be wanting to wear that when it's summertime. Whew, many, many layers.
Right, yeah. They were talking to me about doing the historical tours and telling me I have to wear one of those outfits, and I'm like...
yeah, no. Although some of the people that they've done it to on TV, on the History Channel and stuff, said it keeps you pretty cool because you're not really, you know, dealing with the heat. But still, that's a whole lot of work. There was a reason why they had people dressed.
Yeah, and not to mention, I don't really wear a dress unless you force me. So, like, the fact that they want me to wear one that to that extreme with, like, all
I'm with you. I'm with you. There's nothing wrong with pants.
I can't do it with jeans on. What? I can't do it with my, like, Nike athletic pants on. What? Like, I don't know about this.
What, my pajama pants don't work?
But, right, exactly.
What, you want me to wear pantyhose?
So
that's
weird.
Not going to happen.
I know, I'm like, yeah, right, that is definitely not going to happen. But it was so weird because I heard it, and I'm immediately like, oh, shit. So I texted my mother to make sure my mom's okay. And it was, it wasn't super early, but it wasn't, you know, super late. But it was late enough that you don't text your mom and go, hey, are you okay? Because she was like, yeah, I'm fine, why? And I'm like, okay, because,
I'm getting
box,
something with the breathing. Yeah, I'm getting something with the breathing issue. So just if your mother should get the cold that's going around and she complains, like, of heavy, you know, hard time breathing, just, it's no joke. Get her to a doctor.
Well, she has problems breathing anyway, so definitely.
Is she a smoker?
But no. She used to be.
Cause
years and years
used
ago.
Used to be. Because,
like,
I feel like...
years ago.
So, you know, when you smoke and you get a cold, how, like, you are a little bit more congested, even though we'll probably lie and say, oh, no, we're fine. It's that kind of congestion. So just when it comes up, I don't want to say, oh, don't worry about it, but it is something that you kind of want to pay attention to because it's your mom.
Right,
she just needs to acknowledge it and not, you know, keep it hush. She needs to say something because I feel that she's going to need an antibiotic or something.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to be on top of it for sure.
Tell mom she can have a bag of candy if she just goes to the doctor and takes the yucky medicine.
Exactly, yeah. Well, I have to do that with both of my parents right now, so definitely I'll be on top of that because I have to be on top of both of them right now. It's like that reverse point of life, I guess, where you feel like, you know, you're now the parent. Yeah, I'm there.
Absolutely.
I'm so there.
Or the nurses call you in the middle of the night and be like, your mother's picking on the staff.
Right. Well, that would definitely happen if my mom was anywhere for sure because, she tries to stay quiet, but, you know.
Yeah, and then once you get there, they're like,
oh, really.
I'm so, yeah. You didn't have to come up. I was fine. Yeah, that's not what the nursing staff said.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Taking medicine so I can go home and feed my kids.
Yep, you got that right. That's for sure. Oh, it's exhausting.
Do you guys have another investigation coming up next week that is literally on a wheat farm? Or, like, someplace that they would have ground the wheat into flour? Like a mill house?
I have no idea.
Millstone?
Yep.
Mill?
No,
can we, Rob?
Not that I know of.
Millstone?
I don't know. We can go to Betsy's if you want. That's what they did, right? Or was that,
okay.
That was corn?
It's a giant
corn,
stone wheel. Like, one wheel goes
mm-hmm.
one way and the other one's sort of like horizontal, and they grind whatever you put in it.
I don't know. We were at a place in Kimbolton where the guy's leg went into the grinder.
Are you going
and,
back there?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Because they just showed me that. You just got to be careful when you're walking around at night. Please put a little extra effort on looking down by your feet so you don't roll your ankle.
I was going to say fall on a grinder, which would be a lot
worse. I was
going
to say that, but I didn't want to scare you, Rob. I didn't want to scare you, so I'm going to say roll your ankle. Same thing, fall in, you know, whatever.
Right.
Get sucked into the grinder. Yeah, I'll pay extra attention for that.
Stay behind that safety line.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Like, I want to say there's a lot of startling stuff there. Like, if you're in a dark corner, like, you're going to feel the dark creeping up on you. That's not a good feeling.
I don't know where. I don't know what our next investigation is.
Well, if this helps any,
yeah.
The center of the top wheel has, you know, it doesn't look like a donut, you know, with the circle in the middle. It's sort of a square in the stone center. Like as if you were going to put like a big piece of wood in there or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's not round.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's a common thing or not a common thing.
I have no idea. But
it's me.
I know when they call, I'll be like, we're coming, and Rob's going to wear light-up shoes.
Yep. And a safety
yep.
helmet.
Yeah.
And glow sticks.
That should be mandatory, because it just would be funny to see.
I wonder if the spirits would freak out about the glowing the glow sneakers, though.
I don't know. I kind of want to wear... I kind
of
like
would it sort
of
be like a competition, like who can make more light, the spirits or your shoes? Like,
I don't know, but I almost feel like I had kind of that same thing going on because I had my heating jacket the one evening. I was wearing my battery backup powered jacket for warmth, and I was glowing.
I've never heard
you know.
Of such a thing. Is that really a thing?
Yeah, and it's really
thing.
Dumb.
Yeah.
It's got a giant light power. It's got a power button where like the normal logo would be, and on a like a shirt or a jacket, and it's got a power button
he's
that like
jealous.
Lights up.
Can you pop popcorn
no.
in it?
Probably not. It doesn't get that warm. I wish, but you know,
well, she,
it helps.
She
I'm thinking
edge
like
off.
A microwave. That's all I can think of. A microwave.
Well, earlier today she said she had a heating pad, but then she was going to listen to. The file with the heating pad on her ear, and I thought, I was like, you know, go figure, she probably has like a heated headset, knowing that she has a heated jacket.
No, not yet.
So
but
she didn't find it funny.
Because you didn't
see
what I said, because I said I had done that. Oh, he just doesn't pay attention to detail.
No, I don't. I just
girl, I'm
kind of
jealous because it's like 10 or 12 degrees here. I just didn't
know
that
right?
they had
pretty
heating
awesome.
Jackets like that.
They do, and I found that they have like shoe inserts today that you can put in. But I think that would be weird because some people just, you know, their feet naturally heat up, and nobody wants to smell that. So I don't know about those.
Yeah, and some of us just always have cold
mm-hmm.
feet. So if you just get a pair of those UGG things and just get those hand warmers and toss them in, you're all set.
Right, exactly, which is what I do. Yeah, works good. Yeah.
How to survive a New England winter.
There you go.
That and beer.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Is there something big? Who has a contract coming for them that they have to look over? It's a legal document.
Mm. Hopefully, I got
probably
Rob. No, I don't know. I don't think I have anything.
Like you're okay. So one person signs on the left of the bottom of the page, and you're to sign on the right bottom of the page.
I don't know.
It's on some sort of paper that has like you know how when you get a check, it has like that watermark on it, like those designs in the
mm-hmm.
background. It's kind of like that kind of paper.
Hmm. It's got to be you, right?
I'm getting within six weeks. So what's
is it worth
weeks?
A lot of money? Is it worth?
Yeah,
if it's worth a lot of money, I'm all for it.
There's money involved with
it. I'll take it.
6 weeks. So what's 6 weeks bring us? That brings up like January, right?
It's
yeah.
probably am I signing my tax return? That's probably.
It could be. I don't know what that paper looks like. So
I don't know.
I never get a return.
Yeah.
I get a, hey, thanks, you paid us.
Right.
Yeah, this is a something where you're going to be signing on the right-hand side.
Hmm.
So one person's signature, somebody has to sign it with you. So the person on the left is signing it, and then it gets handed to you to sign with an X. You have an X by your name where you're supposed to sign. Just make sure you read the fine print.
No, then he's screwed.
Yeah.
Better get some glasses.
No, I can't see, and I don't take the time to read. So
well,
double.
You can pick up a pair of readers at any pharmacy. Just go in there, you just get the ones that are age appropriate, and then walk out, and that will get you by until you can get to an eye doctor.
I just have a bad right eye, so I just need the one piece.
Oh God,
I want to bring
one,
that back.
The spectacle.
Yes.
That's so weird.
With a walking stick. I told you should use sterling silver. Don't do that copper thing. It's in brass. It's so overdone. You got to do regal. Got to stick with the silver.
There you go. Yeah.
But he needs a top hat, too. He's got to rock that whole dapper look. Those shoes have to stink, though, because those are all buttons. I mean, I can totally understand why they needed somebody to help them get dressed, because you made stuff that small.
Right. Don't look to me, Rob. I can't button anything. My muscle and my hand messed up.
Yeah,
so
there's a reason why us ladies don't buy shoes with a whole bunch of buttons and buckles.
Yep.
We can't be bothered to untie our sneakers. We just kick them off.
That's
all right. If
I get this big contract, I'll just have Nicole read it, and then she can tell me the fine
pick it apart for you.
Yes.
Yeah,
right.
There's something
that's
with
usually,
the fine print, so where you're supposed to be signing, Rob, there'll be like a couple of microscopic phrases above it. You just need to pay attention to that. There's like something, I don't know if it's the wording that's off on that or if they got it backwards. Like if it's supposed to be 20-80, if it's written as 80-20, do you know what I mean? It's like a reverse of something.
Hopefully it's in my favor.
It will be if you pay attention to the fine print. The fine print's going to make sure that you don't get screwed out of money. And we're not talking like, you know, a couple hundred, which to me is like $1 million, but we're talking like significant.
Right, me too, yeah.
Huh.
I mean, 500, I want my own private security, you know?
Right.
But this has commas in it and stuff, so it's way out of my pay grade.
Huh.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything like that in a long time, so it must be you.
Yeah, just pay attention to the fine print, because if you have to catch it. It's like not that big of a deal, but it kind of is. You want to catch it, because if not, then it's going to take that much longer to fix it.
He's not very patient, so yeah, he's going to want to do that for sure.
Well, you kind of have to, because this is money with commas in it.
Is it an in-person thing or something that's sent like by fax or email?
This is something that's like it's fancy paper, like a resume paper. Do you know what I mean? It has like a little texture to it. I mean, it's a document with a seal on it.
Sounds like it would come in like a manila envelope.
Put it this way, they didn't fold it three times. It's like pure flat. It's not.
Big
it hasn't hand. Been folded.
Right.
Yeah, it's like. You know, adult male.
Right. Not the credit card offers that you're like,
yeah,
I wish.
Migraine mail. It's not the fun stuff. It's migraine mail.
There you go.
You have to grab your cup of coffee. You have to sit there and be ready to read the whole thing.
Right.
I know that's kind of like within 6 weeks. So we're talking like, I don't know, second or third week of January.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't
know. Keep that on your calendar, Rob.
I will. Second, third week. I'll fall asleep until second, third week of January and just wake up then.
Where's the money?
Poor guy. Show us the money.
Keep checking my mail.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
This is going to make or break your day.
When,
yeah, well, when he gets it, it's going to either make or break his day. So if he's having a crappy day, that's going to make his day because he's going to see all the money.
Right.
I don't know, a lot of things.
He's not going to get his mail till then, watch.
Probably. It'll be put on hold.
He'll be like,
Nikki,
I don't want to see any of it.
Is your car due to be inspected, honey?
My registration is up, actually, and I got the notice from the MVA the other day. I have to renew my registration.
Okay, so when you renew it, you know how you do it online and they give you a printed copy? You really should keep that with you.
Oh, boy, I'm going to get another ticket, aren't I?
No. But he's not going to give you one, but he's going to, and that's only because you're going to have that with you. If you don't have that with you, you're probably going to get pinched. If you have
it
with you, he's going to be so happy that you have it that he's going to be like, nah, it's all right.
Okay, good, because I got a ticket yesterday. I got a red light camera ticket yesterday as I was writing the phone numbers down for my dad for his health stuff, and they called me while I was driving, and I was trying to write it down, and I got a red light camera ticket yesterday, but that did not involve me having to stop and talk to anybody. That's
well, I think there's
but
a lot of things wrong with
that.
The fact you were writing while you were driving, I think, is the other issue.
Okay, well, it's my dad.
Hey,
okay?
Us women, we can
around.
Multitask, Rob. We can multitask.
No, I don't think you've ever been in a car with her. That's scary.
I could.
I'm like, are you checking Facebook? She's like, no. And then you sort of put a phone in her pocket. I'm like, oh my God, we almost died. It's because she was on Facebook.
No.
And I see. And
okay,
I'm sitting next to her, and I see she pops up on mine as I'm sitting with her. I'm like, wait a minute, that's not right. You know, she's now active, but yet she's sitting next to me driving.
Mm-hmm.
Are they giving out awards for, is this like award time for school? Like, do they do it just before Christmas break? Like, they give, like, attendance awards or science awards?
I haven't been in school in a long time.
I have no idea. I just know my kid keeps winning all these contests.
Yeah, because I was
going to
say.
Scooter the one day. And then he came
home
with his contest the other day.
Nikki, it's related around your son. There's some sort of award or something that he's getting before the Christmas break.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. My youngest, like I said, he's been coming home with scooters. He got off the bus and the bus driver goes, he's got something big with him, and I'm like, okay. And I'm like, what, a big, you know, poster or something? No, he gets off with a friggin' scooter. I'm like, what? You want a scooter for the fitness thing? And then he came home evidently with a Bluetooth headset, which he
yeah, I want
to
say he's not done. There's going to be a plaque of some sort. Like, I don't know if it's like one of those tape ones that they mounted or if it's like a wooden plaque, but it's definitely an award or something that's for your son.
Before,
it's gonna. It's a big one, and I want to say it may have a small monetary amount. Like, you know how they say, oh, like the kid won like $100, but it's like in one of those bonds that they can't even spend right now, anyways.
Right. Yeah, and it doesn't mature to that value until they're like 90. Yeah.
Good luck. Good luck explaining that to your kid, because he won't. He'll be like, what is this? Is this like a gift card?
Right, he'll be like, I've already got it spent, Mom. I want this, yeah.
Yeah, and then you're going to have to explain to him. He's going to be like, wait, I can't get the money? What?
Right, well, and then my oldest, he came home with multiple bonus checks from his work the other day. So he kind of got a little bit of a
happy
day.
joy, Dan.
I wouldn't know what a bonus check felt like at this point. I forget what those are. But
I don't know what those are either.
I know,
I'm back in the day where they gave you a turkey around Thanksgiving. That was your bonus.
Right.
Because that's
only
what every 22-year-old wants. Every 22,
right,
you want a turkey.
Yeah.
Mom, look what I got.
Like, Mom, look what I got you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she's like, why do you have a turkey? I'm like, my boss gave it to me. And they were all impressed.
What do
I'm
I
like,
do
yeah.
With it?
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm like, I'd rather have had cash. I'm just saying.
Wait, can I return this?
And she's like, no, no, we can use the turkey. I'm like, that's great. I could have used the cash.
Right. I could have used shoes. Thanks.
Yeah. Like, I could have gone out drinking with my friends. Hello.
Right. And then they turned you after.
Now you got me pulling guts out of a turkey.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think any business
coming
do
up
that anymore.
What? I think my dad's work gave him popcorn for Christmas. He was rather disappointed because they used to get bonus checks and now they give a tin of popcorn.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I love popcorn.
Yeah, that's
is it one of those popcorns
that
has different flavors? Does that have different flavors?
Yeah, it has three different flavors. Yes, it has three different flavors.
You really can't
go
wrong with that.
No. I
but
mean,
a bonus
I'm person,
check is way better.
If we go on vacation, even when we used to go for the hockey tournaments and stuff, we always brought our hot and popcorn because we were addicted to popcorn. Like, we can live without power in the hotel. But as long as we can plug it into the car cigarette lighter and we can make popcorn, we're golden.
There you go. Yep. Every day the kids get home from school and they have their popcorn. It's so funny. They're all into the popcorn.
And everybody
right
looks
now.
At
so
you
a lot of
as weird. You buy the industrial bags of popcorn.
Right.
Girdles.
I go to Costco and I buy the like massive ones.
Yep.
And they're like, what, do you run a movie theater? And I'm like, no.
That's exactly
no,
what
just,
we got.
Yeah. That's what I have here, and they're almost through the one I most recently got, so it looks like I'm going to have to go get some more popcorn.
I guess I don't really eat that much popcorn, but I have a couple air popcorn machines. I can give you one if you really want one.
Oh, we love popcorn machines.
Remind me next time I'll bring
love
one.
Popcorn. What's wrong with you, Rob? Why don't you eat popcorn? You need to eat more popcorn.
Maybe it's I would say it's a girl thing, but my kids are boys, and they're, like, big on the popcorn. Like, really big on the popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at any given time, you can smell
popcorn.
And you know you don't want popcorn, so you smell popcorn, and then everybody wants the popcorn.
Exactly. And then it gets stuck in your teeth, and you get a grudge because you're like, I wouldn't have even had this problem if you didn't pop the popcorn.
Yep.
So I'm not alone. That's good.
Or I'm so thirsty. Who makes popcorn without bringing you a cold drink? That's so stupid. Why did you do that?
Right. Now I have to get up.
And I was watching a movie, and now, you know, now I'm missing it because I'm thirsty. This is all your fault. Oh, I know.
Right. 100%. That's how it is here, for sure. Funny.
Okay. Somebody has a big expenditure coming. I feel it's more for Rob than you. So don't go sending your tax refund too fast, Rob. There's some sort of big purchase that you have to make. It's like an appliance. So, I don't know, washer, dryer, refrigerator, something along the lines of that.
Oh, yeah, my refrigerator is breaking as we speak.
Well, you should probably start eyeballing and doing your homework on it because...
Yeah, I've got one in the garage. It's coming in the front door.
Yeah,
I have an overstock of refrigerators.
Hey,
so look, I keep my
extra one in the garage, too.
I have two extra ones, so I've got...
Oh, now I'm totally gelling.
The freezer
Your backup
is,
has a backup?
Yes. My freezer is going. You can,
Nobody likes warm beer.
So I'm going to... this weekend, I'm going to have to carry over the back or the one in the garage, which is actually newer than the one in the...
You say that, but I'm telling you, it does feel like you're going to have to actually spend money, like money going out, not money coming in on this.
I just bought a dishwasher.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like 3 days, like 4 or 5 days ago.
Okay. Then maybe that's what they're bringing up, because I see like a major cost going out.
It was a really good deal, and there was 4 other people like eyeballing it at the same time, and they just marked it down, and I got 20% off. And luckily, I was able to actually carry it. So everyone else was trying to get carts to carry the appliances, but I was able just to pick it up and carry it throughout the store, which was completely awkward. But I was able to get to the register.
That. My kids
distract
the
Home
husband.
Depot with a
they
dishwasher.
Say, Dad, go over to the TVs with us, let Mom do her thing, and I get the thing delivered the next day. My husband's like, no, they said they were out of stock. And I'm like, well, that's funny because we're getting one tomorrow.
Right.
And he's like, how do you do that? I'm like, I'm a mother, and I have kids crying because their ice cream's out in the snowbank right now.
Right.
I'll deliver that thing tomorrow.
It's funny how the people want those kids out of the store real quick when they're screaming and crying.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Even if you get to borrow somebody's screaming baby.
Right.
It will get
exactly.
you out of the
you
line at the DMV
do.
A lot faster.
That's right. I like this. Yes. This is true.
Well, hopefully it's a dishwasher that I just purchased because...
I'm thinking it is because it feels like it's not a tall appliance.
It's a mini fridge, maybe.
It's a couple of hundred. I mean, I don't know what the going rate is because, you know, we haven't bought one in a while, but...
I was able to get like an $800 dishwasher for like $300.
I was just going to say $300.
That's about, I think I paid like $360 when out the door with the cords and stuff. And
that was the expenditure.
It was a good deal.
Was it the floor model?
Yeah. It was a floor
okay.
model for Black Friday only. And they had marked it down.
Okay.
And,
keep an eye on the it's a silver connecting tube. Keep an eye on it. Like if you even see the first residual of water in front of it, just know that there could be a crack or something in that. $50. Huh?
You probably saw the other one. The reason why I had to buy a new one.
Was there a crack in the connector thingy?
It would just leak all over. There was one time that I had gone and investigated with Nicole, and then I had come home and it was like the whole kitchen was like.
Oh, I was just going to tell you because that
could
happen.
Could splash
okay.
It.
So that's what they're talking about then is why you had to get the new dishwasher. It feels like there was a crack in the elbow spot of the connector tube.
When my son was little, he crawled on it and like jumped on it. And ever since then, like when the door was down, ever since then it was kind of just off. And
I'm just curious as to why you had your son in the dishwasher.
Well, he was dirty.
They say you can cook fish in the top shelf of a dishwasher. I just never heard them sterilizing the baby, though.
Well, he wasn't necessarily in. So, you know, when you pull the door all the way down, and then he stood on the door when it was down. And was just jumping on it, messing on it.
Well, it feels like the crack was in, like, the inner elbow of the tube. So that would be where you open and close it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's gone now. So, the soap dispenser didn't work. I had to like time it out and then put the soap in on the bottom. And every time I washed the dishes, and it was a nightmare. And
yeah, I know. We were out of dishwasher liquid, so everybody just let the dishes pile up here. And I'm like, you do realize we got kitchen gloves, right? And they're like,
they don't do that.
No, they waited till somebody got the dishwashing liquid, and then they're like, hey, we'll do the dishes.
Right. Yeah. Here it's a matter of no one seems to understand how to take out the trash. I'm the only one who knows how. It's a forgotten art, apparently, but don't worry.
Oh, no, no. It's the forgotten art of changing the toilet paper roll
or rinsing that ring of
milk in the cup that becomes cheese after it sat there for a while.
Oh, yes.
That nobody can reach.
And that makes me want to vomit. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that I can have a perfect day, and that will make me unhinged.
Yes.
And they don't understand why. I'm like, well, can you put your hand in that? Well, no. And I'm like, that's the reason why you have to put water in it.
Yep.
Or
Doesn't
we wait
take
for
much.
The cheese to fall off.
Right, or we throw the cup away and we kill the
Or we have to remove the cat from the sink because the cat's trying to shove his head in the glass to get to that milk.
Right, there you go. These are all problems that I think are every day.
Pretty much.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I can cross the little boy over. As long as you don't need him for anything else, because I do know that he has mom and dad are waiting for him on the other side.
Yeah.
I don't know about this female. I'm offering to cross her over. She's kind of hemming and hawing right now about it.
You probably have to explain her that she can have way censures in heaven.
I know. You know, she died way too young, though. And that's like something stupid, you know what I mean? Like, you died because you bent over to tie your shoe, you know what I mean? I don't know who did the corset, but God, that was way too tight. Way too tight. Who needs ribs when you got it, you know, cinched that tight?
Right.
Well, maybe what we'll do is next time we go there, we'll call you and do a live, like, call with our investigation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Happy to help anytime you need me.
That'd be great.
Although I still see this grinding stone. I'll send you a picture of what I drew because I don't think it's very common to have a square in the center of a circle. It just seems weird. And they're two different color stones, so one's darker and one's lighter. I don't know if that has to do with what they ground up in there.
Right.
To be honest, I've never been in a grinding millstone kind of place.
Right.
So it just looks like a barn with this piece of wood that comes out, but then it connects, and then there's water, and it helps push it, and so there's like feed and stuff being ground.
Sounds like Betsy's. Really does. Yeah.
It does, but we haven't been there like in 2 years, and there's
so maybe you're due to hear from her. I don't know, but that's what they're showing me, and it's just really weird because I've never seen a square inside of a circle. Because let's face it, even donuts have circles in the center.
Right.
I've never seen something that's circle with a square in the middle of it. That is just kind of weird.
That is.
We do run across a lot of weird things.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if this would make it stand out or not. Feels like it's a milling building. I don't even know what you call it. A milling house? Milling
we'll
is
go
RF?
With that.
Milling house.
We'll go with
that.
Yeah. Works for me.
Maybe.
I can tell you this much. Whoever owns this property also has like a cattle dog. You know, the ones that you whistle once and, he moves the sheep to the right. You whistle twice, he, circles around and barks like he's one of those dogs with the two different colored eyes.
Oh, yeah,
I think it's an Australian sheepdog, maybe?
Yeah.
Australian
healer? I think that's what
Australian
it's called.
Something. They own that kind of dog.
Well, we'll look forward to that investigation, and we look forward to calling you on our next investigation. I think our time's about up, and I was definitely appreciative of you calling in tonight. I'm glad I found out that when someone grabbed me from my shoulder, it was that lady and not the soldier. So I'm glad you clarified that for me. So we got that squared away.
Yeah,
so
some things you have to just solve out.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, and if you want to leave,
tell everyone
again where they can find you on Facebook, so that way they
can
find go over there and like a page.
And on Facebook, I'm at The Purple Dahlia, Not Your Average Medium. Can't miss me. It's got a purple flower on there. It's got a picture of me. I always have purple hair in some form or another. I haven't been live in a while because I've been busy, and then my lovely family decided to share their germs with me. So I've been fighting that, but I should be going live hopefully by the end of this week.
Very good. Very good.
Because I miss my people.
Well, we'll be tuning in for sure. And thank you again for coming on and clarifying a lot of things
you're
for
so
us.
You're so welcome.
Appreciate it.
If you guys need anything else, you know where to find me.
Yes.
In the
thank
boonies.
Thank you so much.
Here, doing nothing.
Right.
Well, thanks again for coming on and clarifying all that stuff for us. And
You're welcome. I'll send you a picture of this milling stone because maybe it will make more sense to you when you see it.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Good.
That'd be cool.
You guys,
okay, good.
Be safe please feel better. Rob, really, you need some chicken soup.
Yeah, you know what? I had the worst migraine, and my son was sick, and I was up with him last night. I really contribute the migraines to, number one, my caffeine intake has been bad. And
that will do it, but it also makes you dehydrated.
Yeah, and I think my vision's bad. I've realized that the past couple of times I've been investigating, and I think I need to get glasses. I've needed glasses for like 20 years, and I think it's just finally time.
Well, if it helps you, now's the time to get them, because every commercial that I see is like, oh, you buy one pair, you get another pair of free.
Yeah,
so
I know.
Get one pair of glasses and get a really cool, you know, bomb diggity pair of sunglasses.
There you go.
The only really, like, I would suffer through this. You know, I really hate doing anything. But in general, I need to get my driver's license renewed on my birthday. And to get it renewed, to get a new driver's license, they make you take the eye test. And I know I would fail the eye exam, especially on my right eye. Like, I'm scared that it would be like letters and I'd be like reading numbers.
You just fake it. It's not like they're giving you the last row of the eye doctor's appointment for your eye exam test at the DMV. It doesn't happen that way. Think of how many elderly people you see behind the wheel now that only come out during the holidays trying to kill us.
Yes, it's so true.
They can't see the eye chart.
I know if I was reading numbers and it was really letters, that would be like a red flag of some sort.
Can you read the street signs?
You need to be able to read
the street signs.
To some extent, yes.
You know the shape of them, right? Then you're good. Yeah.
Yeah, like I can read the stop and stuff. You know, plus I'm tipped off by the red.
There you go.
Yeah,
you have to see your way through. They're not going to ask you street names, so you're good.
Yeah,
no.
They're just going to say, can you see this? Do you know what the red means? You know, you just have to do the basics.
Yeah.
It's not as complicated for us as it is for the people just getting their licenses now.
This is true.
And
you have to have like a college degree from Harvard to get a license now. But anybody that's already been grandfathered in, we're golden.
I don't know if my luck, though. I'll have, like, the one person that's a stickler for the eye exam. I'll fail.
No, they
lose my driver's license.
It can't be that bad. It can't be.
I don't know.
No, I think you'll do. I think you'll be okay with your driver's license. I just really think you need to get an eye exam just so you don't have to deal with the heavy migraines, because I feel they're going to increase before they decrease.
Oh, God.
Make that appointment now, Rob. Yeah, they're not fun.
Make it now. Yeah.
Especially now, because you know nobody's going to the eye doctor now, so you know you're going to be able to get an appointment in.
Right.
Yep.
It's not like usually the busiest times is like when school's about to start or when summer vacation is about to start, but Christmas, no, nobody wants to go to the eye doctor.
Yep.
I know.
Except
I had to go last week. Yeah,
that's
my husband enjoys it. I can't stand it. He's like, we're going to get new eyeglasses. I'm like, oh, yay. So excited.
I've never heard anyone say that before.
No, my husband looks forward to going.
Hmm.
Yeah, not so much. I had to get blue ones this time. They didn't have them in purple. I always get purple glasses. They should know better. If they know I'm coming, they should just maybe borrow stock from another store. I don't get it.
There you go. I agree. Yeah, forget that.
And why do they really good glasses in the picture? But then those are the ones you want, and they're like, we don't carry those. Then why do you have the picture up?
Because it's a fake. It's just to get you to come in. Those are also
I had to get the blue version because they didn't have the purple version, which she had. And this has happened the last three or four times. I'm like, well, can I get these? And they're like, no, the kids' glasses. I'm like, why do the kids get all the good stuff? I like that color, too.
Right.
And I can actually fit into the kids' glasses. That's how small my nose is.
You should have just done it. Just been like, damn it, I want the kids' ones. And that's all there is.
Next time I'm leaving the husband at home, I'll go by myself and I'll come home with some really banging glasses, you know.
There you go.
Some Candies ones or, you know, some fancy brand name.
There you go.
I don't know why, and Rob, you're procrastinating. I mean, my husband would tell you it's like a field trip. It's so exciting to get something new and shiny. I'm just sort of like, are we over this yet? Because I knew what I was getting before I even walked in. I need glasses.
I've never been to the eye doctor. I never got an eye exam. I mean, other than my driver's test and probably at school. But
you're way past due, buddy.
Right.
The doctor I saw
another sign of getting old.
Well, here's the thing. The doctor that I saw actually puts contacts in zoo animals as well as domestics. So
what?
Back in the day when they first came out with contacts, you just wore them for the whole year. And that's kind of what they do for, like, you know, monkeys and so forth.
How do you know if a monkey needs glasses?
That's what I said to them. And apparently their handlers or their keepers know if they're not able to, I don't know, find their food dish, you know,
right,
can't scratch their
right.
bum. I don't know.
They can't catch it.
You're like, oh, you need glasses. Let's call the contact guy.
I'm thinking that's going to be some risky business putting some contacts in lion's eye vision. Woo.
Right.
They're just not monkeying around like they used to.
Well, that's what I said. I'm like, so was it all monkey business? And he's like, oh, that was a good one. I haven't heard that one. I'm like, you really have not heard that one?
Right.
But he made it painless because usually I have to go in and they want to, like, poof air in your eye. They want to dial. No. I was like, I'm here to get glasses and go home.
Right.
Nobody should have to drive 2.5 hours to the eye doctor and then turn around and go back another 2.5.
Right. Yeah. Forget that. No.
It sounds scary. I'm not going to go. I don't even want
to. Oh, Rob, shut up. You'll be fine.
You need somebody to hold your hand?
I do.
That's all right.
I'm sure
You'll
the soldier
right.
will
I
make
promise.
You man up and go.
That's right.
Yeah.
We'll give him your address.
That's fine. He probably already is here. He's
I was
cool going
to say, I think he already knows where to find you.
I'm
as
easy to
as
find.
Rob gets his hood pulled back on his shirt right now. Too funny. I love it.
All right, guys. Tomorrow's officially 12 all days right. till Christmas, so... Try to behave. Drive safe. Take
all
your
right,
time.
Thank you.
Nothing's
have a good
in a
night.
Rush. You too. Bye, guys.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Well, I had no idea that animals could have contacts. I learned so much tonight.
It's
amazing.
I do think it's when the monkeys like no longer can catch your bananas and they hit them in their face. That's like the sure. sign.
I'm going to have to look this up on YouTube and watch a video now. But
with monkeys getting
in the
face with bananas?
Probably, yeah. But I do also have to go to the grocery store, so, you know, nothing. Never a dull moment, but, yeah. So I'll have to hit
get
the video before I check out my... I might now. I might have
That's
to.
That's how we can check and see if my eyes are bad. You can throw bananas on my face and see if I catch them or not.
Oh, my God. This is great. Oh, and, guys, if I do throw bananas at Rob's face, I will make sure that I capture it on video and share it with you guys. But
we can live stream
thank you all
that.
For tuning in. It's true, we could. Yeah, well, I got to go get the bananas. So thank you all for tuning in tonight. Have a wonderful evening, and catch us same time, same place next week. Bye, everybody.